Well, here's some inspiration for you. No, Mount Everest is not open for you to climb and achieve that goal. But let's talk about other goals, perhaps, that you can achieve. Mount Everest climbing season is closed due to the coronavirus pandemic this year. But Captain Harold Earls and his wife, Rachel, are reliving their untold personal story from the 2016 USX Veterans Expedition in A Higher Calling. Well, while helping others face their own personal Everest in these times. So we welcome the Earls to the morning show. Good that you are here, Rachel Earls. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Captain Harold Earls. We'll call you the fourth of an active duty Army officer currently serving as the commander of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. That's an interview of itself. So thank you for your service.
Thank you for your support. Happy to be on.
Man, West Point grad, U.S. Army Airborne Ranger, qualified as well. So Rachel, I imagine you still reached the peak before your husband, right?
So I did not climb Mount Everest, actually. That was just my husband and his team. I was back home, kind of doing some traveling of my own, actually.
Good. We'll talk. Let's talk first of all. Captain Harold, Mount Everest climbing season is closed. In summary, take us back to 2016.
So to provide some context, I was in my senior year at West Point, and I came up with an idea to climb Mount Everest. And so we ended up leading the first Army team and one of the first combat wounded amputees to the summit of Everest. Now, we did this all in my wife and I's first year of marriage. And that's really where our story comes in our book is, you know, we knew the physical struggles and dangers that would involve, but the social and emotional that would happen and what we would go through our relationship and come out stronger on the other side is really where that story takes place.
Yes. Can you expand on that, Rachel?
Yeah, I think it's just bigger than just an Everest story. And that's why we're here to talk about it today, because it's about being a team and facing whatever challenges there are in life, just like COVID-19 right now. It's choosing to not let the trouble separate you, but let them bring you together.
Yes, and of course, you, Rachel, a storyteller, a vlogger, host of the highly ranked Earls Family Vlogs on YouTube, which we'll continue to follow. I'll start with you, Rachel. What was a challenge for you with this climb of Harold's?
Well, obviously, there's the thought that my husband might die. You know, that was a very real thing for me at 24 to go through. A very scary thing. But what was beautiful is I had to make the choice not to let fear drive my story. You know, I could either let it drown me and consume me, or I could push past it and realize that life is still worth living and that you could find fulfillment in the right now, in those little moments. And that's what our hope and encouragement to people right now is, that there is goodness all around you.
And of course, a silly question to ask you about a fear or two you had, a challenge or two, Captain Earls, but can you, obviously you relied on your training.
Yeah, I did for sure. So I actually was a pretty novice climber, and then I did about a year's worth of training for that. But I'll tell you one moment that is just seared in my mind that I'll never forget. I had made it to the summit, and I came back down, and we had several team members that were still up there. We got split up with a really bad storm. And so I called Rachel, and talked to Rachel, but then I called my father and I let him know what happened, that our team was split up and then we had some people back up on the mountain. And I'll never forget, you know, sitting at advanced base camp at 20,000 feet, and my father halfway across the world, said to me, son, you need to go back up there and try and find them or die trying. And for me, for my father to say that, I know how much he loves me. But to say, hey, you still have climbers that are out there that are, you know, missing or that you don't know exactly where they are, you need to go back up there. And that was after I had been climbing for 36 straight hours, right? So I've gotten zero sleep. I had bags under my eyes. I had frostbite on my feet. And for him to give me that kind of advice was one of the most impactful things I've you know, ever gotten from him.
Wow. So let's bring this conversation back to present day, where you are looking at your past to help those looking down or looking at today's challenges. Obviously, many implications of the coronavirus, basically shutting down other dreamers who are looking to conquer Mount Everest. But how does one address COVID-19 crises in their own life? And I'm going to add with kids at home.
Yes, I would say the big thing is with communication. So that was one of the biggest things we learned on Everest, Rachel and I. Although we were 4,000 miles apart, our communication wasn't always there. But I think the same is true right now, even in our own house. Even though Rachel and I are right next to each other, even though we are with our kids presently every single day, it doesn't mean that communication happens like it should. It doesn't mean that Rachel are communicating how I should. We should be more open with our kids and tell them, hey, here's what's going on. Just frame it in a way that doesn't scare them.
Rachel?
Something that was really encouraging while Harold was climbing Mount Everest was to see his drive and dedication to this big dream of his. And something that I learned was that if you want to go after a big dream, it has to be love. And so that's what I have to say to people now who are looking around at what dreams do they want to pursue, kind of fish out the ones that you don't really love. Like, what's your purpose behind it? Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to look and say, hey, I love what I'm doing with my time. And what a perfect time now to be able to reflect on that, that at the end of the day, what matters most to you? So definitely ask those questions.
Yes, Skin Captain Harold Earls, wife Rachel Earls, vlogger, discussing how they were challenged with the Mount Everest climb and how we are able to meet our challenges in today's world. Proceeds from this A Higher Calling are being designated to assist with COVID-19. Discuss this.
Yeah, so for us, it was never about making money with a book. It's always about how can we make a difference. That's what Rachel ends. We end every YouTube video we do with love God, love people, make a difference, and be thankful. And so with this, when the coronavirus happens right in the middle of when we're doing a book launch, we were like, hey, what can we do to make an impact on those affected? And so proceeds from the book we're donating to our community to help those who are directly impacted by COVID-19. And then we're also sending money to Sherpas in Nepal because the climbing season was closed and that's where they get a lot of their income from.
Yes, and again, A Higher Calling, Pursuing Love, Faith, and Mount Everest for a Greater Purpose is the title, full title of your work. Rachel, give us some inspirational exit strategy here.
Great question there. I think, you know, what I try to think about is that right now, this is history in the making. You know, we can't remember often what happened on Tuesday, but what we remember, Harold and I, is we will always remember our Everest story, right? Because that was a history point for us. Well, same for everybody right now facing COVID-19. This is history. So how do you want to remember that and live every single day like that?
Thank you, Rachel. Where we find out more about your vlog?
You can go to YouTube and search Earls Family Vlogs. That's E-A-R-L-S, Family Vlogs. And you can also follow us on Instagram at Rachel Earls and Harold Earls IV.
Nice. Harold, silly question, but is the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier still being guarded?
It is. Yes, it is. 24 hours a day.
Thank you for that service. Your final word, if you would, Captain Harold Earls?
Yeah, no, honestly, anyone who's listening, I want to thank you guys. Just know that we are thinking about you, we are praying about you, and that ultimately we are all going through this and we are going through this together. So continue to stay strong and support those that you love and communicate well.
Awesome. Harold and Rachel Earls, their book, A Higher Calling, continue your good lives, and let's look for the next climb one day. Thank you.